Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
The Quilt of Bananas program plays every Sunday, 10 to 11am, with news, views and music.
A collective of presenters, advertisers, community events and discusses news of interest to lesbians, queer women and non-binary folk.
We have interviews about past and future sports and cultural events, politics, films, art shows.
The program is sponsored through the generosity of the Rural Foundation.
And it plays every Sunday from 10 to 11am on Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM.
Te rerangi o Access Radio no Pōneke, 106.1 FM, ko Tiffany Wayne aho, and you are listening to a Quilted Bananas program sponsored by the Rural Foundation. The year is 1878. We have the first legislation put in place that gives the first Northern Hemisphere in Pōneke, actually, its first steam tram.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Where was it?
Pōneke.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Just said it.
I think most things happened here with legislations at first. Yeah, I think that's just because of where the government was laid, was it a bit? Yeah, but so you've got the first... Well, I don't actually talk about trucks and boy stuff much, vehicles. I love driving fast, though. What about you?
Talking about trucks and stuff?
Yeah.
Not really. I've had different licences, like bus licences and stuff like that, and that was always pretty cool. But so I do love trains.
Did you do bus driving for a while?
I did a job where I had to carry passengers, so I had to get a special licence to carry them, which, you know, I probably still got somewhere. But, yeah, yeah, but trains are very cool. My favourite way to travel.
Oh, that's good. Wow. It might be an interesting thing to think about us getting better travel systems going here with the way petrol's going, right?
Exactly, eh? Yeah. Totally, eh? And yeah. You're going to be paying for your road user charges and just think, oh, I might have to get an electric bike.
Well, I haven't seen this. I think I saw the studies last around 23, before 24 anyway, and I think it was only... 20% of us are travelling on the public access, whereas 80% of us are driving in cars still, and probably with one person most
wow.
of the time too.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. I mean, I think like Wellington's got a really, well, I do live in the city, but, you know, public buses are really good.
Yeah.
And I don't mind like catching a bus to Auckland or wherever if I need to.
Me either.
They used to be quite cheap. They've gone up a bit in price.
Yeah.
But, you know, generally I think Wellington's got a good public service.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems with it. Only the times when I've caught the wrong bus and you get the long way round.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to give up half an hour in and just enjoy the view.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's bigger than you think.
That's right. Enjoy that ride.
Yeah, well, since I was noticing last time I only played female songs, and I thought we're gonna move into music, and I actually do like male vocalists sometimes. So my first song for today is Arcade Fire with Everything Now. We're moving to frogs then.
God,
I couldn't find my paper, and then I thought, just wing it. You knew what was about the tram.
Every song.
again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
You're listening to Access Radio with Tiffany Wayne, 106.1 FM.
You've been crying, I see it's not your fault. Baby, I've been dying all over you all.
Everything Now, New Constellations, Hot Blooded, and The Neighbourhood Daddy Issues. I'm joined today with Kura the Parent Sabo. Kia ora, Kura.
Yes, you might wonder why I got that name.
How did you get that name?
Well, it's a Lani name.
Yes.
And I suppose because she calls me Sabo, I feel obliged to every so often live up to my name. And today I did that with you. Sorry, I had the mic on when I was asking you to lift your, you know.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So, yeah, welcome to the whānau.
It sounds more like a Justine Desserts rather than a Sabo.
Oh, okay, then. I like that. Yeah, I'd call it that too. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did you know that female frogs sometimes fake their death to not sleep with a male they don't like?
Yeah, well, actually, no, I didn't know that.
It's a true story. This is what AI has told me. I actually Googled it because, you know, you have to find out when you hear these ridiculous things. This is AI ChatGPT, more detailed tonic immobility explanation. This primary behaviour exhibited by female frogs when attempting to avoid mating, stiffening their bodies and extending their limbs out. Like they did.
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, so you're lying on your back with your legs up in the air and arms up in the air saying, leave me alone, I'm dead.
I wasn't born female, but I've done this and I've got a name for it.
Really? What is your name for it? What do you call it? And how did...
I call it rigor mortitia.
I'm just going to be rigor mortitious right now.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people listening and people throughout history have done it a lot, not just the frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially before coming out of the closet, right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Myself, when I just didn't feel in the mood, lie on the arms, act dead. It's like full mountain goat flop kind of stiffness, right?
Exactly. You've got to work for it. Yeah.
Well, that was the most interesting bit of my day, really, that I spent yesterday researching all those facts. And I am actually happy that I get to do this type of research after feeling the feelings I had yesterday. How did you feel?
I reckon that, you know, it's good to know that stuff because it might come up on the quiz.
Yeah.
You know, that could, you know, benefit you and your team.
Or, worse for everyone, the quiz is what does Tiffany Wayne call it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, rigor mortis.
And they don't know mortitia.
Mortis. Rigor mortis.
She's a persona. We can bring it on.
Oh, exactly, eh? Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to fill you all in with that special and well-needed-to-know fact. We're going to move into some more music now, and the first one here is going to be Cannons, Fire For You.
Go. I could die for you.
You're listening to Access Radio with Tiffany Wayne, 106.1 FM.
Never thought I'd find a love like this. She don't even understand how she got a man off his bullshit. Never had a love like this, right? I met her once, I met her twice, and then the third time I was all in. Never had a love like this, right? She don't need no man, but she knows she need a little loving. Never thought I'd find a love like this. And I don't even like it. But tonight I'm trying to start shit.
Sunlight. That was the Cannons' Fire For You, Roosevelt Night Moves, and Nia featuring Gold Link with Nobody. Now, Koda, I think I've been experiencing some of that Sabo Lani was talking about.
Yes, well, lucky you. Because I treat everyone the same.
Yeah, I was thinking...
No one gets any special treatment, they just get it.
Do my little intros of the Access Radio 106.1 FM, and the song hasn't even finished. So at least we know when I'm coming in with that now.
That's right.
It's my own. Yeah. No one else can have that.
Exactly, it's yours.
Now, we've spoken about Sabo. We've spoken about the frogs. The frogs that are actresses, right? I've got something that kind of have all of that incorporated into the one. And that's the recent race baiting I'm seeing online. You've probably all been noticing it with the Beyonce, Can She Do Marilyn's hair, who wore it better, Sydney Sweeney, I think her name is, or Beyonce. And it's all just race baiting to divide people, right, I think.
Yeah. Who started it?
Or, I don't know. Yeah. It seems to come from accounts that you can't really track down, but they definitely have an agenda, right?
And so what's the purpose, you reckon?
Make people fight over... just little things like race.
So it's like a distraction at a certain time.
Yeah. And it's always using women too. And then you'll notice mostly men are commenting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. The funny thing about the whole situation is that they're using Marilyn, who originally was one of the people that brought coloured people to the stage, right? With Ella Fitzgerald. Was it 1954, 1955? And the times when black people couldn't... performing big jazz clubs or anywhere.
Yeah. I remember reading something about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was like you just wouldn't know this about this person.
No. Well, they don't share the good parts. I think Marilyn only had a few dreams in her life, and that was one of them. One of the ones she got to come true, and now people trample on it. It's quite rude. Yes, I think she trained with Ella Fitzgerald all through becoming an actress and a performer, and then... she told the Macrumba, I think is the jazz club, that if they had Ella in the jazz club, she would show up front seat, which would, of course, fill the whole club. And she did. She stuck to that promise, and her and Ella were friends until her death.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a cool thing to do.
Yeah, really cool. And something to think about when you're seeing those race baiting that don't make sense.
So are people, like, dissing on Marilyn now, like, you know, trans...
Well, more like, does Beyonce have the right to do Marilyn's hairdo? When Marilyn didn't even naturally have that hairdo, she had very curly brown hair.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. The other thing is you think back to other great actresses throughout the time that already have done blonde, or even people like Mary J. Blige. Come on, has she ever been a brunette in our eyes? Well, that was a lot to talk about, and... we can even incorporate the frogs as trolls, because we talked about frogs earlier. Heaps of trolls are on the subject and causing division, and it's my favourite thing to get in there and explain them these truths about Marilyn. They go quite quiet and disappear fast. The other one with the young Sweeney girl and Beyonce girl, they both look gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's who doesn't look gorgeous? Usually the people commenting. Yeah, so.
Well, you would know what looks gorgeous. Yes. Anyway.
It's all in the eye of the beholder, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I like think quite a lot of things look gorgeous for different reasons. You know, one dress will be right in one area that isn't right for another area. You know what I mean? Especially if you're in, like, just being an older person at a wedding, computer, everywhere matters. What you're wearing matters. How much leg is showing matters, depending on where you are.
It means I can't wear my gumboots everywhere then.
Oh, it depends. I think you can wear it anywhere in Rotorua at any event.
Well, I'll be going to Rotorua then.
Oh, you need to. Go watch the East Coast play rugby.
Wicked.
Yeah. I need to go do that too, actually. I don't like sports, remember? Well, I haven't said that out loud. I said trucks and planes. You're getting the picture.
Hey,
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah, exactly. You're expending yourself.
Yes. Well, we're going to move into some more music now. And I think, do we have Pitbull next?
We have, who do we have next? We have, yeah, this is Pitbull.
Oh, I love
Can't
this song.
Can't Have.
Yeah, I love, love, love this song. It makes me get up. One of the many ones that makes me get out of the house. Like, get out there. It makes me feel something. Yes.
So we're ready to play that song then?
Yes, we are. And we're on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
drums, Stephen Clark, and yours truly, Mr. WW. I told you once, I'll tell you twice. The grass looks greener on the other side, till you get to the other side.
Cause she's so right. But I miss me all my love. Only get no loneliness. Hurts so bad. And girl, I wish back. But I miss me always want. Only get no loneliness. I see Central Park from my hotel room, and it's got me thinking about the crazy things we used to do for the fame, for the power, for the fortune. Ducked prison, ducked death, I'm fortunate. It was all a dream, now I wake up and live it, thinking that the sky was the limit. Till I figured out the footprints on the moon. Now I'm like, get out the way, bitch, move. Papa, I'm live, fuck the other side. I'm always gonna rap 305 till I die. Everybody knows that the Chico gon' ride. Now I won't kill you, but I watch you die. I'm always gonna rap 305 till I die. Everybody knows that the Chico gon' ride. Now I won't kill you, but I watch you die. Everybody wants what they can't have, right? And I'm so glad.
So glad
she's so bad, so bad.
Yeah,
always want, but we can't go.
Is the ocean. Not bad for a kid that grew up with roaches. Drama, chaos, and different cultures. That's what allows me to see through these vultures. First we shine the shoes, then we own the shoe shop. First we make the sandwich, then we own the restaurants. First we clean the house, then we own every house on the block. Not bad for some immigrants. Papa, I'm live. Fuck the other side. I'm always gonna rap 305 till I die. Everybody knows that the Chico gon' ride. Now I won't kill you, but I watch you die. I'm always gonna rap 305 till I die. Everybody knows that the Chico gon' ride. Now I won't kill you, but I watch you die. Everybody wants what they can't have, right?
And I'm so glad,
so glad.
She's so bad,
so bad.
And I miss me all my love. Don't let me know how it is. Hurts so bad. And girl, I want you back.
Yeah.
And I miss me always want. But we can't find out.
You're listening to Access Radio 106.1 FM with Tiffany Wayne. That was Pitbull with Can't Have and Madison Rose with Better Off Alone. Now, I only found Madison Rose recently. Have you heard of her before?
No, actually. I haven't actually heard of any of your songs, but I do like them. It's been a great to listen to.
That's all right. I'm glad to bring you up to date, even though they're mostly old. Most of these ones are old now. I'm old. So she's actually a very full-figured black girl. I heard that song first. I was quite interested. I thought, oh, I like that song. It sounds very poppy. And then I was like, oh, look, that pop princess, full-figured brown girl. I love.
It's hard to tell because the cover is like it's beautiful rainbow colours, green nail polish. But you know, she doesn't look.
The song's serving Katy Perry kind of realness to me without all the glamour.
I love the way Katy Perry, realness.
Yeah, realness. Well, exactly. The sounds like, oh, I want to go listen to her. It won't sound like how Katy Perry would, how you'd imagine would sound. So we were talking about trolls earlier, and I get most of what I'm doing on the show off the feeds of social media. I know, crazy. And there's a lot of people trolling news sources and news stories. And I'm just wondering, how are people getting their news sources at the moment? How are you getting your news source, Kira?
I have to say, Facebook, really. And then, once you sign a petition, then you're getting, you know, more emails and stuff, which is quite cool for information and things. But there's so many petitions that you sign at the moment or submissions.
Well, we have public broadcasters like RNZ, commercial outlets like NZ Me's New Zealand Herald, Stuff, TVNZ, that's other independent sources like Scoop, Voxy, and the business news are covered by NBR and Business Desk. But, you know, I personally have YouTube. I love YouTube, and there's BHN. Have you heard of it?
No, what's BHN?
It was Big Hairy Network. Pat and Chewy, they were the original hosts, and now I think there's doctors and all sorts doing side projects.
Are they
them.
New Zealand?
Aye.
Are they these two New Zealand guys?
Yes, from down south.
Oh, yeah, I see them actually. Yeah, they do some good stuff.
And they cover everything, and they get in the professionals and the politicians into the show.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen all the politicians, especially the ones that would say to us, but it would be nice to see them on there. So I just thought it would be good for us to talk about where people can possibly look. So BHN is a good one to get current information from and current political information that you need to know while legislations are landing.
So when you go to YouTube, then you'd get a longer sound clip than you would have.
All the stories are there to go over in history, like us now. So they got politicians, professionals of the fields that they're talking about. Like, it's actually crazy the amount of information you'll get there. The other ones I watch is Jack Tame. He's quite wonderful. Kieran Ayres.
Yeah, he has always been a good reporter, hasn't he?
Yeah. I'm a big fan, even though I have my 5 cents under the reporting. You know, you should ask this question. Oh, sorry, Jack, you're wonderful. Mahinarangi Forbes. Good. I just think Mahinarangi as Tangata Whenua speaks for me, so I'm very proud of her when she, and the way she comes in so softly, like a tiger, and they don't even realise they've been taken down.
They've been stalked.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's good feedback.
Well, you've got all sorts. There's also other sides, you know, you've got LGBT people like Ryan Bridge. We don't think the same at all, but we're in the rainbow together, right? But we'd probably vote opposite.
Yeah, and I think that's right. You know, like, even in your family, you don't think the same.
No.
You just have different views, eh?
No.
And that's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
Aye. And then with my view being Māori and tikanga, is you look after even the ones that have strayed away.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's right. We come from places of love and superiority. No, everyone wants to use
and
that
and forgiveness and love.
That's right. Okay. And always having one up on the other person and feeling better about yourself. So, yes, there's obviously a huge amount of fake accounts on the profiles. So have you noticed them all through every
I can't tell. I'm not that IT inclined.
Oh, me and my cousin are only reached our middle ages now. We were talking about this with the younger ones. We need to help us log into stuff. Oh, and yeah. Then we go back to you to that can't even tell that they're fake. And it's like, oh, my gosh, there's going to be a point where technology leaves me in the dust. I'm going to be blind and moaning about it.
Exactly. So I do actually like to look at people's comments, and a lot of people say it's AI.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, yeah, this could be right. But, yeah.
Well, is AI giving relevant information, though? It doesn't matter how the person got it. It's whether the information is disinformation, misinformation, or misplaced information, right?
Yeah,
so I did look into those, Well, I was reading some of the comments, and I got one here, actually. It was on an RNZ, and there was a picture of Judith Collins looking so tired, the poor thing. And there's someone, you know, it was under how much do teachers get paid and why. And then, what is it? Someone wrote down here, Chucky misses you, Tiffany, and wants you to go home.
What's that?
Wait, that was me that wrote that. Oh, never mind.
Well, that's okay. You can write about yourself.
Yeah, we better move on to music then, since I just sprung myself. Yeah, I was writing about myself, not that Judith looks like Bryda Chucky. How rude that people think that. So our next three songs we're coming up, well, we'll just go into the first one. We've got a Kylie Minogue number, my favourite pop princess.
We do, and we might, yeah, I reckon we'll play that.
Yeah.
Because it's your show.
Yeah, it's our show.
I'm not
going to
sabotage you.
No, no. Well, I don't want to go to the last surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll go for Kylie. Here we go.
Dance.
Kia ora, everyone. Thank you for joining us in the Quilty Squirrelty. I still don't know how to say it. Well, let's just say you've joined Tiffany Wayne on 106.1 FM Access Radio. My last bit of information I wanted to give today was that there's a blonde we're leaving out that was very, very famous and coloured. Her name was Tina Turner. She was 47. You know, that just shows that it's never too late to make greatness. So here we go with Tina Turner. I'm sending you off to have a beautiful week.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.